This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We spoke earlier in the week about a tipster on Reddit helping the investigators in the Brown University shooting and the MIT shooting find the suspect. And I know also in Clayton, they are still, I believe, looking for any tips or help regarding the anti-Semitic hate crime that happened months ago. And so with that in mind, we wanted to talk to someone about what is it like fielding tips from the public? How do you sift through these things? And joining us now is Corporal Jennifer Schwartz, Community Services and Public Information Officer with the Clayton Police Department. Corporal Schwartz, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Just to make sure I got that information correct, someone set some cars on fire and posted some anti-Semitic, I think, graffiti on the road in Clayton months ago. And are you guys still looking for that person?
That is correct. We are still actively trying to identify this person so that we can hold them accountable.
And what has that, just for the layman, what does that process look like? How do you... Do tips come in waves? Do they peter out after a while? And how do you sift through them?
So each investigation is going to be unique. And I won't get into the specifics about how many leads we've had in this investigation because it is still ongoing. Mm-hmm. But our investigators have been working this incident since it was first reported. So August 5th, just after 3 a.m., once we had officers on scene and realized what type of crime had been committed, our detective bureau was immediately assigned to start trying to figure out who was responsible for this, and so that we could hold them accountable.
So when you do get tips, how do you know when to put some of the information you've received out there versus holding back so that it doesn't inform or taint any other of the tips that you're getting in? Like, how do you balance that?
It really is a decision that's made based on each individual investigation. In this case, we did have some surveillance footage that showed our suspect outside of the victim's home. And what we were more concerned on was using the images from that footage to try to identify that person. So we specifically put out the images of that individual, and we're continuing to circulate those images. We are not showing images of the graffiti that was written. It is our practice not to perpetuate the hate speech that's involved. But we did decide that we would release information and images of the vehicles and the damage that was caused. It really is a case-by-case determination and what's going to generate the most interest in the case as far as the public is concerned, but also is not going to compromise the investigation in the long run.
What is the best way for someone to contact you guys if they do think they might have some information regarding, you know, this case or any case?
So if it's a Clayton case, you can always contact our Clayton Detective Bureau, and you can contact us in person or by phone. In this particular case, though, you can also submit tips through the FBI via the tips.fbi.gov website or call 1-800-CALL-FBI. And we also work with St. Louis Regional Crime Stoppers. If you're wanting to submit a tip anonymously, that could be the route that you decide to take.
Well, I know that hate crimes are investigated by the FBI. That's in their purview. But when do you or how do you know if you might need FBI assistance? Is it a sort of thing where you reach out to them? Do they contact you? How does that partnership work?
We did reach out to them. And basically, it's dependent on the reach of the case, but also what sort of resources we may need. We have a partnership with the FBI, and they've been part of this investigation from the beginning as well. However, this remains a Clayton Police Department investigation. They are assisting the investigation.
I don't know, you know, how much you would know about a case like the Brown University shooting, which was also the MIT shooting, and how a tipster put the information up on Reddit saying, hey, I saw this guy, you know, in the bathroom. He was acting suspiciously. Someone needs to look into it. When you have a case that's that big, that's getting nationwide attention, how you think they're getting flooded with potential tips from the public? Like, is it difficult to sift through that?
It certainly could be. We have been searching social media from the beginning. This case did garner some international attention. So really, it's the job of our investigators to take each lead and look into it to determine whether or not this is a valid tip or something that we need to move on from. So every lead that we get, though, is taken seriously. It is very time consuming. Our detectives are meticulous, and there's never been a point in this investigation that they have not been actively working this case.
Well, Corporal Jennifer Schwartz, Community Service and Public Information Officer with the Clayton Police Department, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Corporal Jennifer Schwartz. So again, you know, if you have any information regarding the hate crime that took place back in August, as she mentioned, you can contact the Clayton Police Department or the FBI tip line.
So, yes, we hope that you do that if you know something, always. Can you call 911 if you just, you know, hey, I know something?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Is 911 the place for that?
I don't think so. It's the piano drops.
It is.
A dance is to the song in a parking lot of IHOP one Christmas Eve.
Wow. Christmas Eve Eve. Here we are. And it's 60-something degrees outside, I think.
I'm
which
shedding.
Which is stupid.
Well, here's
anyway.
Texter said he's going paddleboarding at Innsbruck on Christmas.
It's still going to be
so
water,
hot.
Yeah, but the water's going to be cold.
Well, that's why he's in a boat. No, paddleboarding. He's on a board.
Yeah, paddleboarding. You're in the water, but.
No, you can stay dry.
He won't. So, good luck to you. No, you don't got to love this weather. This weather is awful. This is not. Yes, this weather is great in April.
Mm-hmm.
Great in May. Hell, I'd take it all summer. Not at Christmas time. Not at Christmas time. So,
Matthew,
are we doing some trivia
What's
here,
going
Matt?
On, Matthew?
I've got some Christmas trivia for you.
For us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're in your Christmas sweater and your little matching Christmas collared shirt.
Okay, well, we don't need to embarrass myself in front of everybody.
Well, did your mom dress you?
Yes, she did.
I'm joking.
Yes, this outfit
nice.
Is from when he was a child. He just keeps getting larger versions of it.
So, I've got some Christmas trivia questions for the both of you, and they're multiple choice, so it's not going to be too terribly hard.
Can we not use the multiple choice unless we need them?
I can vibe with that. Let's do that.
And why are we doing this? Is this so we can test how much we know about Christmas? So
or how much you don't know?
Yeah, well,
I think we're trying to kill 12 minutes.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Just kidding. No, we wanted to be Christmassy. We talked about so many serious things.
Hey.
We said we need to have a Christmassy segment.
Well, I would rather kill minutes than listeners. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So
that's a good rule.
Yeah.
All right. So I think the way we've done this in the past is that I'll ask one of you guys a question, and then if you can't get it, the other person has a chance to steal. Cool with that?
Okay.
All right.
And you remember, you have to ask for multiple choice.
That's right.
And you get docked a point.
And there should be some shame in that, too.
100%.
So, Amy, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
What is Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of?
A button nose.
Good job.
That's tricky because
Was that an affirmative bell?
Yes.
It looked like it sounded like a bell, like maybe there was an error.
Yeah. Time for Windows update.
Did I scroll to the end?
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I need to update my computer. I will say this. That's a trick question, though.
I know.
Because that's according to the song.
Yes.
We all use carrots.
Exactly. That
Everybody
was one of the options.
Everybody knows it's a carrot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, Ronj.
Right. Yeah. That's the song.
In which ocean, Ronj, would you find Santa's home, the North Pole?
Which ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Is that an ocean?
There is an ocean nearby.
I never thought of it. Is that where the narwhals live?
Probably. Would you like some multiple choice answers?
Yeah, please.
The Atlantic, the Arctic, or the Pacific?
Oh, well, the Arctic.
Good job.
Okay. It's not an ocean, is it?
I've never heard anyone say...
I've never heard that referred to it as an ocean.
I know.
The North Pole, it's like, it's a little ice cap in the Arctic Ocean.
It is?
Yeah.
Did you know this, Amy?
I think I thought it was connected to Canada.
That's
somehow.
What I thought.
I thought you could, or like Sweden. So you can't, it's not completely an island, is it?
I mean...
I'm pretty sure it's connected to a landmass, isn't it?
How does he acquire goods there?
Well,
cargo
shipping,
ship?
Yeah.
Okay. Elves.
Yeah, they make their own goods.
You guys are tired at one apiece. Amy, in the Netherlands, what do little Dutch children leave out instead of stockings?
Shoes.
Wow. That's a good one. Yeah. You got it.
How boring is that Christmas?
Yeah. And they put like fruits in it and stuff. It's not even like good
you
stuff.
You put fruit in my shoes?
Hold on. Like fruit to eat? Wasn't or is it for a joke?
No, that's like what St. Nicholas, the old tradition.
Fruit, it was a luxury.
Yeah.
A big luxury. My grandma got fruit for one Christmas. They didn't have a lot of money and during the Depression. So she said one Christmas she got an orange.
Yeah. Were they new shoes?
I don't think so.
You don't put fruit that you're going to eat in old shoes, do you?
Well, that's why fruit has a peel.
A peel, yeah.
Yeah.
And those wooden clogs are, you know, pretty sanitary, I think.
You peel the banana and then slide it into the shoe.
Well, grapes?
Yeah.
You don't peel a grape, do you?
No. I mean, I have, but I don't. Yeah, if you filled your shoe with grapes, I don't think there's a lot of grapes in...
Strawberries?
The Netherlands.
Maybe they keep it to oranges and bananas or something. Okay. I don't know.
All right.
All right, Ron.
All the citrus up in the Scandinavian countries, right?
Citrus. Winter is the citrus season.
Thank you.
Ranji, the Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life, is set in which, I'll say what town?
It's Bedford Falls, but Pottersville seemed way more fun.
Oh.
Why did you pick the computer update is completed sound?
Well, we don't have our little bell to ding anymore.
Where is our bell?
Somebody's confiscated our bell.
I mean, it sounds like you've just successfully completed an update.
Can we agree that Pottersville looks way more fun? I mean, Amy wouldn't say that, but...
Is Pottersville the bad town?
Yes, that's when, when there was no George Bailey, so Mr. Potter took over. Also, I would like to point out, and when you were all watching It's a Wonderful Life in the next day or two, I want you to think of me when my favorite scene happens.
Okay.
And that is when it is Pottersville, and George is freaking out, and he causes a scene, and then the cop tries to stop him, and he starts to run away, and the cop just starts firing into the crowd.
Really?
Yeah. George hasn't really done it. He just ran. He's running away, and the policeman is firing at him, shooting at him.
Into the crowd.
Yes, there are people all over. He just starts shooting.
Oh,
it doesn't seem. It doesn't seem like. Yeah, no. Yeah. That can't be right.
You guys are tied at two apiece. Amy, you're next. What did my true love send to me on the 9th day of Christmas?
9 ladies dancing.
Yeah. I had to load up my Windows sound there.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
I almost played the wrong one by mistake. This whole bell thing's really throwing me off.
Where's the bell? Who took the bell?
You should make that the sound when we get it right.
Did the Grinch take the bell?
Somebody did.
Okay, but are you guys impressed that I knew that without singing the song?
Yeah, and without getting any of the multiple choice options.
That's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ranji, in the Dickens story, A Christmas Carol, what was Bob Cratchit's job?
He was a bookkeeper or an accountant. Right?
No. At least according to this card, accountant was an option. The correct option or the correct answer is clerk.
Clerk. I mean,
I kind of feel like that's the same thing because we don't call it a clerk.
I'm sorry, the card says clerk.
It says moops.
It says clerk.
It's Moore's, you idiot.
No.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure they call it a Clark.
A Clark?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Amy, what was the biggest selling single in the UK in the 1980s? And I need to give you some options for this
one. Would it be... Oh, because I was going to say...
Take a guess.
The Wham! Last Christmas. But do you want me to do multiple option? Multiple choice?
That is an incorrect option. Oh. It's one of the options. So Last Christmas by Wham!, Imagine by John Lennon, or Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid?
Oh.
That's the one I was going to pick. Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah. I would have gotten that one wrong because I probably would have gone with Wham. That was the 80s, though, right?
It was
the
80s.
Last Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Ranji, the Christmas tree originated in which country?
Christmas tree. It wasn't America.
Why wouldn't? Why not?
There's no way it was America. Yeah, well, was it America?
No.
Was it one of the Scandinavian countries again?
Amy, would you like to steal?
Can I have the multiple choice?
Scotland.
Okay.
The US of A.
Yeah.
Or Germany.
Oh, Tannenbaum.
You got it. The Tannenbaum. That's it.
The Germans. I mean, they have a song called Oh, Tannenbaum.
Yeah.
That'd be weird if they didn't invent it.
Yeah, well...
Amy,
the
you're
Germans are like, we should have some fun. I'll take one of these trees and put it in my house. Why is that fun? Germans are so weird. I'm German, so I can say that.
Amy, you'll appreciate this one because you're a literary
person. Now I'm not going to get it.
Isn't this my turn?
You couldn't get Tannenbaum. You couldn't get the Christmas tree.
I stole it.
Was it my question? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Amy, where is it winter, but where is it always winter, but never Christmas?
Oh, well, when the White Witch was in charge of Narnia.
That's it. Good job. Didn't know anything. The other options were Middle Earth and Neverland.
Middle Earth.
You remember when Bilbo Baggins celebrated Christmas?
I would have guessed it based on knowing it wasn't Middle Earth.
I feel like Ross would have been like Nebraska.
Neverland.
All right,
is that Michael Jackson's compound?
Well,
he didn't want to end up there.
Neverland.
Well, that's what they called it.
Well, no, I know, but it was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I know, Amy.
Well, you acted like...
I always wanted to go to Neverland until I found out.
Jeez. I'm glad you didn't go.
Me too.
We got time for about two more.
All right.
Ranji, which country gave the Statue of Liberty to the USA as a Christmas present in 1886?
Oh, it was France. I didn't know it was a Christmas present, though.
I didn't either. I thought maybe there was a different one.
I just thought it was like a diplomatic sort of gesture. I didn't know it was Christmas.
I didn't know we gave each other Christmas
presents. That's what Christmas
trivia
says.
I don't believe it.
How did we top that?
All right, final question. Amy.
Oh, I didn't get you anything.
How many reindeer are named in the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas"?
Oh. I want to say four.
Would you like the options?
Yes.
Eight, nine, or ten?
Nine.
No.
My guess is eight.
Raj steals it.
Yeah.
I just heard The Night Before Christmas, too. Do you know why? Michael Bublé narrates it every night at 7 p.m. on 102.5. Right, our sister station.
I said that was our last one, but you guys each have four apiece, so I'm going to just toss out one, and whoever answers it quickest will win the entire thing. All right? Our final question. What is the first ghost to visit Scrooge in Dickens' A Christmas Carol?
It's a ghost of Christmas past. No, it's not. It's the... Damn it!
Amy?
It would be the ghost of Christmas future.
No, oh my gosh. You're both wrong.
It was the ghost. It was the guy coming to tell them about the three ghosts.
What's his name?
Bob.
Oh my gosh, you people.
The ghost of Christmas present.
No, Jacob Marley was his.
Jacob Marley.
Nobody wins. That's depressing.
I wasn't count. I didn't even think of Jacob Marley as a ghost. I was thinking of the ghost of present, past, and future.
Jacob Marley's dead. He has to be a ghost.
It's Marley.
And Marley.
That's enough of that.
Oh, gosh, I got to watch Muppets Christmas before.
And Tiny Tim.
Before.
Who
did not die.
You guys disappoint me.
Oh, come on. We got almost all of them
That one was a trick question.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Do you know what screws me up? I love Scrooged. That's my favorite Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. And his boss comes back to see him, and his boss is not named Jacob Marley. I forgot what it is, but I know it's not that. It's like Lou or something. And so I'm messed up. Anyway, we love you all. Thank you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy.
Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Christmas is in 2 days. Michelle Schultz is next, though.
Yep.
One of my favorite things in the world to do around Christmas time is to be out and about during the madness of Christmas Eve, because I like to shop on Christmas Eve. I like
that's
the last.
Yeah,
I do. I love the last minute feel of it, and looking at all the other people who are out there doing the same thing as me and frantic because they haven't gotten all their stuff yet. I like to do it. And we know that it is a bit more expensive this year. And to discuss that with us and just how much you might be spending if you're one of those last minute shoppers like me, the founder and managing partner of Schultz Trade Law in Dallas is Michelle Schultz, who joins us on KMOX. We appreciate your time, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're fantastic, except that it looks like many of the things you might buy, if you are still last-minute shopping, could be a little more expensive this year. Why is that?
Oh, yes. And there's good reason for that. Imported items have really resulted in hiked up prices. We've got tariffs that have been going up and up on imports from virtually every country. And there's no minimum. So it doesn't matter what you're buying. It might be subject to a tariff.
Yeah, I'm looking at a story in the New York Post. I know New York Magazine also wrote about this. But this holiday season alone, tariffs could add as much as $28 billion to Americans' holiday shopping, which could be about $130 more per household. And I guess my question is, some of the tariffs were levied and then some were pulled back. So I think I wasn't sure what to expect this holiday season. Are these prices higher because of actual tariffs or because of anticipation of tariffs?
That is an excellent question. And I don't think you're alone in finding this a little bit maddening. It's confusing. We have had some tariffs pulled back, some questioned, some not. The bottom line is, every country that exports to the United States is now looking at least a 10% baseline tariff. So when importers import into the U.S., those importers are paying 10% more, probably 7% more on average. And we're seeing that at the checkout counters for products from any country. It's not just China.
So what are some of the items that are going up the most?
Interestingly, we're paying more for kitchen goods, 38%, according to New York Magazine. Also, electronics, we're paying more, 34% additional. Clothes and shoes, and that's the part that makes me sad. I like to shop, too, and clothes and shoes are going up at least 20%. So these tariffs are actually in place now, and we're already, as a trade law firm, we're helping companies that import into the U.S. to deal with them and figure out if they need to move where they're shipping from or if they need to increase prices or what to do.
You know, you say you work with these companies to help them manage with the tariffs. I was talking to my friend who owns a small business, just one little store here in St. Louis, and he was saying it was making future orders really difficult to anticipate, you know, not sure how much things are going to cost. But because of that confusion, are there some businesses or companies or brands that could just raise their prices and ride the wave of rising prices, knowing that no one's going to know why anything costs what it does?
That could very well be. And I haven't seen a lot of companies doing that, or at least they don't tell me they're doing that. But that could happen because the tariffs are not necessarily itemized. I recently bought some chapstick that is like Korean skincare, and I noticed that they actually itemized the tariff. And it was so interesting to me because many companies are not even going to do that. They won't tell you how much the tariff is.
So how do we get to some of these numbers? Because we could see that it's 34% more expensive for electronics. Is it across the board? Every sort of item is up by about that. I'm assuming some are more, some are less. But how do we get the numbers and make sure they're accurate so that we know precisely how much more we are spending in these areas?
That is another complex area that I think importers are not really paying enough attention to. There are different tariffs by product, and every product is categorized by harmonized tariff code. And so in short, every product has a number, and I have the paper copy of this code. It's like 10 pounds. So first you classify the item, figure out where it goes, and then you can figure out the tariff rate depending where you're importing from. It can get a little complicated, and tariffs can stack upon each other since we have all different kinds of tariffs in place.
This is one I know a lot of parents might have noticed, but Microsoft cited tariffs as the reason for raising their prices on its Xbox console twice already this year. One of those was a $70 increase of price. Sony also did that, hiking prices on the PlayStation 5 by $50, and they said that both of those price hikes were because of tariffs. That is something that, if you're a parent buying a gift, an Xbox and PlayStations are probably some of the most popular gifts for teenagers and kids. I mean, you're going to notice that hit.
Oh, yes. In fact, I'm not going to tell you what my son's getting for Christmas, but I paid a lot more than I would have last year. It's these electronics are especially expensive. And you could have like a baseline tariff, maybe 15%, depending on the country you're importing from, but then stacked on top of that are the tariffs on pieces of metal, aluminum, copper, steel. There's so many components to it. And yeah, parents are feeling this. I can tell you as a parent, I understand. And it is very difficult right now to find prices that are that seem reasonable.
Can you envision a situation in which these prices come back to earth a little bit? Is it a matter of, well, people just have to stop paying for it and then the prices will have to adjust? Or, you know, will they just continue to do it because that's what it costs and they'll spend whatever they have to?
I think it's probably the latter. We're seeing more spending. People are spending more, but they're just coming away with less. And we've seen that kind of in many different contexts where now you have to pay all these extra fees and you have to pay if you want any special treatment on, you know, your flight or whatever. It seems to me that people are still paying the fees. It's just they're not getting as much. And the best possible change that could happen for importers would be that the Supreme Court decides the president should not have imposed what they call the IEEPA tariffs. And those are those baseline tariffs that start at 10%. Those are on imports from anywhere. I think if the Supreme Court decides this month or next month that those are not allowed, then we could be on a path to some better prices.
I know you work in trade law, talking about tariffs, and tariffs have hit the automotive industry. And just wanted to get your thoughts on this story. It's from the Wall Street Journal today. But just a couple of numbers to throw out because they're mind-boggling. So the average price of a new car broke the $50,000 barrier this fall, according to Kelley Blue Book. So back in 2020, the average price for a new car was under $38,000. Now it's $50,000. And this car dealership who was speaking to the Wall Street Journal said, oh, the days of the $300 car payment are gone. A lot of people are paying $750 a month for their car. And they're also introducing the 100-month car loan, like to pay for these cars. So my question is, with tariffs, is that what we're seeing right now, driving car prices up, or is this not even the tariff hit yet?
Oh, yes. Amy, that's a really good article. I want to go read it. Yes, that's absolutely what we're seeing. And we have been dealing with vehicles quite a bit lately. We've got trucks trying to come in and cars, and everything's getting more expensive. And customs is detaining imports of cars or other vehicles when it looks like maybe they weren't classified correctly or the right tariff wasn't paid. So yeah, I mean, absolutely. The tariffs are directly impacting the price of cars. And I am thinking I'm not going to buy a new car.
No, I'm not either. I hope I can keep my Subaru Outback running for a long time.
Exactly. In fact, I can add to that. You know, I've even heard in the agricultural industry, folks are using old used equipment. If it's a tractor or maybe an ag plane, there are fewer orders for those types of things. People don't want the new ones. They want the old cheap ones, and they don't want the new because the new ones are much, much more expensive due to taxes.
Michelle Schultz, the founder and managing partner of Schultz Trade Law out of Dallas, Texas. We appreciate you. Thank you for being with us today and have a great holiday.
Thank you. You as well.
Right here. I think this is my number one.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great one.
I love it.
It's so good.
I love it. I think it's my number one. It's a tough call because there are so many greats. But this one just does it for me.
So you've got the Frank Sinatra. A lot of people like the Andy Williams.
Yeah, Most Wonderful Time.
Most Wonderful Time of the Year or Happy Holidays. Mine's kind of it's not a sleeper, but people are like, why is that your favorite Christmas song? And it's because it just makes me happy. It's Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. It's completely instrumental. It's my favorite.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Because my sister and I used to...
Yeah. Like, yeah. I like that one too. It gets you in the holiday spirit. That's right.
I know. And the thing is, I know it's not a hymn. You know, it's not necessarily have anything to do with Christmas itself. There are no lyrics, but it gets me in the spirit.
Yep. I need you. We need you in the last couple of minutes of the show. If you have just about a minute or two to get in your last minute grievances with us on this Festivus. Because it's about over for us. Gas House Gang is at 12. Got Tom Ackerman hanging out with me.
I don't want to end the show like this.
Well, then why are you going to?
Because I just feel like we need to. I'm trying to find the text. Thank you to the millions of people who texted in, because we got a lot of texts. And so here we go. A 314 has a real problem with the way we bash cats on the show. I have a problem with the way you bash cats on the show. I would ask you to remember that people with cats feel for them the way Amy's family feels about their mom's dog. My ex was sure he hated cats, but he had never really been around them. That's the end of the text. It ends there.
Okay. I think that text would have been so much funnier if it would have said, hold on, I got to find it for myself.
The way you feel about Amy's mom?
Yes. No. If it would have said the way Amy's family feels about her.
Yeah.
You know?
No, like, yeah.
I feel about cats the way Amy's family feels about her.
Also, I talked about mixing names up because I think I said Hunt Clark instead of Clark Hunt.
Hunt, yes.
And
owner of the Chiefs.
And I said I also do that with Channing Tatum and 314. Amy, I always mix up Channing Tatum / Tatum Channing's name too.
No, you don't.
It's
no,
so confusing.
No, it is not confusing.
But his show, Comrade Detective, is amazing.
You know two Tatums. Everybody knows two Tatums. One of them
is Jason.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot about Jason.
And
because
there's another
Channing.
Because
I never put them together.
And you know,
because Channing sounds like the last name. Isn't there an actress with the last name of Channing? Fanning.
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
And the only first name of anybody that I know named Tatum is O'Neal, the actress.
Tatum O'Neal.
Yes, but I mean, come on. Everybody knows Channing Tatum. That is not in any way confusing at all. So I don't know where this comes from. So
we also had someone who did not like your, did you see this story?
It's funny. During that story, I'm like, Raj has a lot of violent, did you see this topics?
That was amazing. She killed both of her ex-husbands.
Raj, it's murder.
Why is that
on the same day.
Murder.
Yeah.
It's a crime.
On the same.
Often have really bad ones, and then you feel like, is this supposed to get funny somehow?
Yeah.
And it never does.
Well.
Get funny.
Sometimes the bad stuff is funny.
No.
There's
this texter's side. They're mad at you. And now I'm mad.
I don't care.
Now I'm mad on Festivus.
I don't care. Here's what I know, that it's a really bad day to be that lady's ex-husband. That's what I'm saying.
So. Ranch, a 314 says, love that version. We used to play in band.
They must be talking about
mine. Here it is.
Yours.
Oh, listen to this,
yeah,
baby.
This one's pretty good. It's jovial.
It's joyful and triumphant.
The triumphant part's a little bit later in the song where it's like...
Enjoy all the Christmas music you want. Have yourself a terrific next couple of days if you celebrate. And if you don't, well, then I guess just come back and listen to the show.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays.
Yeah. Tomorrow we've got the celebration because tomorrow is the actual birthday of KMOX. The 100th birthday is Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve of 1925, this station went on the air. And so tomorrow is the official 100th. And you'll hear some of our great 100th programming from that special we did a while back. So we hope you listen in. Have a great one. We will talk to you soon. Enjoy your holiday. Amy Markscores, Chris Ranji on the Chris and Amy Show. Next, it's the Gas House Gang on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.